right, there we go. All right, well, call the meeting to order. Do we need to do any, like, reorganization or anything? Because I'm pretty sure my term would be up with this chair.
Maybe, so I'll plan for that at the next meeting that we have. But yeah, so this will definitely be your last meeting then.
Could be a year from now.
No. Might be like a month or two.
Okay, well, we will move to the main part of the agenda here, which is the Daniel Temple variance. Mr. Temple is requesting a variance on a property located at 223 Benson Avenue Southeast. The property is currently zoned for general industry. He's looking to demolish and move the existing building and build a new maintenance facility and repair shop. There appears to be a sewer easement running through the middle of the property, proposing a unique predicament. There's 20 feet easement. The 20 feet easement bisects the lot's buildable area and greatly reduces the potential building coverage. The Planning Commission on June 1st approved the plan on the condition that the applicant obtain a variance from the setback requirement. So the issue we are dealing with then is the setback requirement of the new planned building.
Yep.
You can see from the aerial photo provided that the building is definitely going to grow to about at least three times its size, and then push the boundaries of the area that is situated in there.
The building itself doesn't run over the sewer line?
No.
Okay, it's just that easement you need.
The building that was there was an old Quonset hut that was moved from the old air base out on the college.
We call it the college.
So this moved over there, and the building that we're proposing is in the exact same footprint as that.
Yeah.
33 by 66. The tenant that we have couldn't work in the Quonset because it only had the one door and it was rounded, mm-hmm. So by putting in four doors in that space, he'll have better workspace for his auto shop.
Well, I'm old enough to remember the Quonset huts out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when it was an air base.
No.
Well, you must be pretty old.
I am. Earned all this white hair. No, they said this is near Mann's Auto?
Yeah, right across the street from Mann's Auto. Right now, there's a dog groomers in the front.
What's
in
the front?
And then there's the Quonset in the back.
Okay.
The Quonset's been moved off of the foundation. And we have another gentleman that's going to move that down the road about a block and going to reuse that building for storage.
Okay, so this is all on the north side of Benson Avenue then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
We probably wouldn't even be here if I could have made it an appeal for the Renaissance District, but I don't know, I guess a workshop doesn't fit the Renaissance requirements.
Yeah.
There's no setback requirements in that district.
Yeah, so those are like staff's discretion, kind of like where like we apply open zoning, but I guess like the intent of like the Renaissance Zone was like more of an arts and bar district, like an entertainment district. But I mean, like, even just kind of redoing like the comp plan this year, I mean, that doesn't really make sense for that area. I think it'll always be like an industrial area. So I mean, even like that, there's houses over there, but those are the only houses over there line Highway 12. Everything else back there is industrial. So we had that was one of the things that Fisher applied for. We were just like, eh.
So the easement is over by the other two smaller buildings? Is that where I'm seeing this?
Yes, it goes through the second lot.
Okay, right.
This is actually a two-building project. the larger building will be on that bigger lot.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But that's not the variance. The variance request is for the other lot there where it has a, you know, the existing building was right on the property lines.
When I was reading the variance, the letter I got, it was just for the railroad. It didn't, it said the 10-foot setback from the railroad. I didn't see anything about the line to the east as being a variance. As now the building is gone, do you need to have a variance to set back from the now the property line?
Right.
Yeah, from all the property lines. So, yeah.
So that's what I'm understanding.
But that's my property line.
Going to be moving the old building or destroying it, whichever. Erecting a new building. It's going to be in the same spot, I assume.
Exactly.
But now you need the variance because you're
right.
There's no setback.
Took the old one out.
And you're to the you're right there to the east.
I'm there. Yep.
Okay. So for you, it wouldn't be encroaching onto you anymore, but it would be continuing to be on that line that it's currently.
Yeah. Whereas that's what I'm wondering, what the zoning rules are once you move a property, demolish a property, do you now have to go by the city rules of, what is it, 10 feet, 15 feet from the property line that you can build?
Yeah, so it varies per district, but yeah, that's why he's applying for the variance.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing here, that's he's asking,
kay.
Can I continue to be
okay.
That close to the edge?
Yeah.
Are you on Benson?
I'm Fatty Daddy Auto.
I'm sorry?
I'm Fatty Daddy Auto. I own all that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that.
Yep. I'm right to the east.
Okay.
Yeah. There's so much going on over here already with the cops being there, the traffic, the cars that don't have tabs. The whole mess that goes on there is brought our value so down over there. I don't want it any closer. No way. In this picture, there's 25 cars parked there. How is he gonna get 25 cars? Mostly 50% are on jacks at multiple times. But I drove by today, 50% of them do not have current tabs.
Can I
it looks like
that?
A junkyard.
Well,
that's what it looks like, a junkyard.
And I get that, but
and I don't want that junkyard next to me.
And the only issue with that would be, you know, we're not discussing a setback on any parking lots or anything like that. So all those issues, you know, would be something that would be brought up to a different board rather than us. We're specifically just on that variance of that back building.
Uh-huh.
So and all those other issues.
I can address that if I might, Mr. Chair. We with the tenant moving over to that new building, we're going to require that they don't have vacant cars and stuff sitting around. We're going to make them clean it up.
Why haven't you done that already?
We have asked him about it, but it's not in the lease, see, so we don't really have the enforcement capability, but we will in the new lease. It's going to be a big improvement in that area with these two new buildings in there. It'll be very nice.
Because it hasn't been so far. The cops are there regularly. Gunshots have happened twice from that building. Things have been stolen. Things are stolen from us, from that tenant. It's just been a mess ever since you bought it and let. And you bought it from me. I'm the one who owned it. Me and my husband owned that building with a stipulation in our real estate contract that it would not open an auto repair shop. And you did it anyway.
Well, you didn't buy
it. It was in
we
there.
We didn't buy it from you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
No, we bought it from Ben Fisher.
Oh, this one. I'm talking about this. The 137, the one they're in now.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would satisfy you?
I don't want that on my property line.
So you're only.
It needs to be following the rules. If it's a 15-foot setback, it needs to be 15-foot back.
Are you arguing that out of like an actual concern, or is it just because you're angry at the other conditions
that exist on
the property?
Yeah. Yeah. They were already there. They moved the building, that Quonset. They've already moved it. Didn't tell me, didn't do nothing. Came on my property and tore it up. Just tore it up. It was like, do you have permission to be on my property for one? No.
What would the extra 15 feet do for you then there?
The extra 15 feet will be a buffer. Yeah. And if whatever goes on that's going on now, I would think they would need a fence between the two. I have an apartment here that has to look down at that mess.
It'll be a building when this is done, right? Not a Quonset hut? Am I getting that right? Or?
Correct.
So it would be the back wall of a building that is on that line.
Correct. What you're concerned about is the existing blue building and the activity that's going on there.
Yeah, but that activity is going to now come over to this building.
It will be on the other side of the building, and it will be addressed as far as vacant vehicles or anything like that that's going to be there. The only way we can get rid of that blue building is if we move that guy over to this new building.
Or don't move him at all. Because it's just going to be one problem into a smaller problem.
Well, let me ask a question, and this is not in any way to be argumentative, but it seems like you have a conflict of interest and you sit on the board.
She's not on the board.
You don't sit on the board?
No, she's not on the board. No.
Oh, I thought you were at the board meeting.
Nope.
No, she just...
Nope.
You're just a concerned citizen.
Yep.
I gotcha. Okay.
I got the letter. I got it last month with a 2-day notice, and I came down here and I said, this isn't enough notice. And then they had to reschedule.
You know what? It essentially is going to be a nicer building than the one that was there. It's going to be in the same exact location.
But the one that was there had one guy working out of it. Now we got, 13 people? Probably. Who knows what? Cranking their music to all hours of the night. They're there at 2 o'clock in the morning smoking their dope and working on cars.
Well,
I don't want that right next to my apartment.
If that's the case, then you should have called the police
at that time. I do. That's what I said. The police have been there multiple times.
You know, we've never had a problem with the tenants. Mm. They've never been late on their rent. We've never had a problem with the cops contacting us. I understand that, you don't like the fact that they're parking cars out there. Uh-huh. I just told you we're going to address that. And those cars are not going to be out there unless they're licensed. Registered.
I have cameras all over my property. The police have been there 3 times to look at my camera footage because of that, what's going on down there. Now you're going to move closer to me?
The police have never contacted us about anything.
I don't think they need to. When I'm calling the cops, there was twice when the 2 gunshots went off that I never called the cops. I wasn't there at 2 in the morning. They came to look at my footage from 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, they should have contacted us as a property owner.
Yeah, they should have. There's a lot of things that the city should be doing about that lot.
Well, we're not here to debate the actions of the tenants next door to your property.
No, but
we're here to talk about the variance.
I'd like to kind of get us directed back towards the variance. And I guess my issue would be, is that 15 feet going to, it sounds like what you're having is a tenant or neighborly issue with his tenant.
Mm-hmm.
Is 15 feet going to change that from the, especially, I mean, it might help that it's a wall now.
Yeah.
And a building rather than some sort of Quonset hut.
Well, I'd rather have a fence put up. Which that can't now because that building's on the line.
There's been a building there for 50 years.
Yeah, with one guy in there. That doesn't make a lot of noise. Now we have all this noise coming out of there. I mean, yeah.
This is the first that we've ever heard of this, so.
Well, this is the.
I can't really address your issue when I don't know what the problem is?
Well, you just told me that you can't do anything because it's not in your lease, so.
Yeah, to move, to
so why would it call on deaf ears?
Cars out, but I think it's a city ordinance or something, isn't it? I'm not sure.
What is their, what kind of business are they operating in that building?
It's a repair shop.
And this, and we're talking about the
cash
north,
under the table.
The small north building, correct? Is that the one?
Small north building.
That's
the
one we're all referring to.
For 6 months.
So we're talking about the south building.
The south building is the dog room.
And so, which building are you referring to then?
On the other lot, the one that she's referring to.
The one that you're requesting the variance on.
No. She's talking about the blue building to
talking
the,
about
to the west.
People here. Now moving into this one.
The big one that's being rebuilt? So I'm seeing three buildings.
Right. So there, we're talking about the one lot with the two buildings on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm
the other
there's
lot.
There's a north and a south one.
The other lot isn't requesting any variances.
Correct. And I'm just trying to figure out which building exactly she's referring to. She's referring
one
to the
one on the second lot, the big
the one that we're not dealing with? Okay.
Yeah, that's where the shop is.
Okay.
And I admit he has some bunch of cars parked out there. We talked to him about it, and they're supposed to be cleaning it up. And, you know, in our new lease, we will make sure that that is the case.
I'm just still wondering why it's only in the letter it states it's just the railroad that they're needing a setback from.
Can I see the letter?
When it should need a setback from my property line too.
Yeah, it's yeah, so.
No, it says the railroad, but it needs a variance from it.
Yeah,
and
but
it should be on my line too, because it's on my line.
So it's like, it's intended to mean that it's zero setbacks for the entire lot, not just like the rear yard. Because even on that one, I mean, that one's only. That would. It's for like a rear setback. Yeah, actually, I don't think there even is a rear setback, yeah, so.
So I was going to ask, is there a setback there at that line or not?
Yeah, no, there is no rear. Yeah, so the rear would be 20, but I mean, like, the setback is, yeah, so it would have been 20 on the rear and then 15 feet on the side, but, yeah, so it's for zero, like, for zero setbacks on all sides. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
not
right, but, so the actual setback we're dealing with here is 20 feet on her side and 15 on the railroad?
No, 15 feet on her side.
20 on the railroad?
20 on the railroad, yeah, for like total of, yeah, for the zero setback on both sides.
It's a 10-foot setback on the railroad side. That's what I'm going to believe.
If nothing is done, how will that improve the situation?
If nothing is done.
It's a good point. If we denied this, then he wouldn't be able to remodel that area of the property.
He can still do this, what he wants to do on here.
Yeah, but that,
there's
so
no holdback on that.
Us saying no to his variance would not remove what's already there. It just stops him from destroying what's there and rebuilding something new. He can't build the new part. It doesn't make him
have to
move.
He would have to move his new part over.
Right. But if
if
we say no to him, then the old stuff may stay there
and
keep being utilized as it is right now.
It's just a cement pad. There's no building there because they've already moved it off.
Yeah, but your concern has been the police action, the gunfire, and smoking dope and doing whatever, but if nothing is done, if we say no to this, mm-hmm. how does that improve your lot? I mean, your situation.
Does I don't it have this mess right next to me anymore. Because that's what the plan is. That's what his plan is, to move this mess, all you were saying, now right on my line.
Again, I'll ask you, if we say no to this, how does that improve the situation?
I don't have to call the cops. I don't have to be smelling marijuana. I don't have to be listening to... My tenants would not have to be listening to something right out their window at 2 o'clock in the morning, this partying,
yeah.
four-wheelers, motorcycles, racing up and down the street.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's not going to change if nothing is done.
Well, if it would change, if he's planning to build this building.
Well, we put a fence along here. Because this, you won't see anything. The building's going to be 16 feet high. You know.
Yeah.
And then if we put a fence here, then, you know, that would limit any activity going through here.
Because that's what I see. All the activity coming through that.
But this will be all here. This will all be improved then, see? So it'll be brand new buildings. And, you know, their parking of their cars will be here, and it'll be substantially less.
How?
Because we put it in the lease.
There's like 25 of them there.
And we've already complained to them about that, but we're going to correct that, you know. But it's going to be better than it is now.
Yeah, I could have the city inspector check out if they are, if those cars don't have tabs on them. I mean, we'd be the department to make that complaint to, so yeah. I can send Ryan over there tomorrow.
Because I did complain when I got this letter the 2 days before the last meeting. Mm-hmm. I came in here and talked to somebody. I don't think they ever showed up.
No, well, Ryan rides by a lot, and so... Yeah, like I said, I'll make an appointment to send him out there tomorrow.
Yeah, nobody ever showed up.
The last meeting?
The we were supposed to have a meeting, but I only got a notice 2 days ahead of time, so I came in and talked to Coyote.
Yeah, and so he resigned. He's no longer works for the city. Okay.
Yeah, I talked to him, and he's like, yeah, it got messed up. We have to delay that. You'll get a better notice. And then I talked to somebody else while I was here because I've been frustrated for a long time because of this mess.
Yeah, so I don't know if, I guess the other person who would have had to talk to would have been Lynn, but I don't know if she would have relayed the message to Ryan, but yeah, I'll make an appointment tomorrow.
It was a gentleman, actually there was two of them that came and talked to me. Because we used to deal with Randy. You guys remember Randy, anybody?
Yeah, Randy Cardell, old building official.
Yeah. Randy was like the law. He came, if we had a car without a tab, he'd come and chew our ass. If we had our grass too long, he'd come and chew our ass. If we had, you know, if we had anything that was going on, he'd come. Well, Randy's no longer here. I wish he was, because... After a while, we got to be friends with Randy, and now, yeah, I don't see this happening if Randy was still doing the job.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of on the inspection side of it, like tied up with like a bunch of other stuff. Like he's our rental housing inspector and like the code enforcement person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be sure to send him over there tomorrow and kind of get to the bottom of that. But it's just kind of the variance.
And I'd say just so you know the framework that we're working with here. So he's requested a setback or a variance in the setbacks from either 20 or 10 off the railroad and then 15 off your property.
Mm-hmm.
The criteria we use to kind of look at that is there's four of them. There's one, is the property going to be used in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance? And this, you know, I'll kind of go through this, and if anyone wants to speak up about an issue with any of those, you can at that time. But the reasonable manner, this would, I think, easily fit reasonable manner since there's already something there utilizing it in a similar way.
Not there. It isn't.
Well, there used to be the Quonset hut or whatever.
It was a paint. Was there. Yeah, the guy did his painting out of there.
Okay.
That's what he did. He didn't do auto mechanics with the noisy guns and stuff. He did paint. He supplied. It was a storage building for his paint supplies.
Do you know what that building is going to be used as?
What's that?
The new
building?
Yeah, the new north building. Do you know what that's going to be used as for their business? Is it going to still be painting, or is it going to be...
It will be a automotive shop.
And yeah. Currently, that's a permitted use, like in the general industry district.
I mean, it's an industrially zoned district, I mean, you know.
Well, we can come back to that.
I would guess... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I would guess a new building is going to be better insulated to sort of dampen some of that noise. I know those Quonset huts were... They were pretty noisy. I went to college out there when they had the Quonset huts.
Well, it's going to block a lot of the noise because it's going to be taller building than what was there.
But and would you be willing to put up a fence to separate or to alleviate some of the concern?
We could put up a fence right along the property line there. That's not a problem.
And is there any way that... you can assure or guarantee that those cars will be moved?
Well, we're going to require in the lease that they are registered vehicles, that he won't be able to have junked out cars sitting on the lot. And that's, you know, something that we should have done in the first place in the lease, but we omitted it. And actually, I think it's an ordinance in the city anyway that they can't do that.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, you know, we've asked them to, you know, cease and desist, and we continue to work with them in that manner. So when we get the new building up and they move over there, they'll have a new lease and we'll have more ability to deal with those issues.
Are you still in a lease with them?
Yes.
How long was your lease?
3 years.
3 year lease?
Mm-hmm. And again, they've been good tenants for us. They have been always on time with their payments. We've not received one complaint from any law enforcement or any city office, not even from any neighbors. First time we've heard of this. So, I mean.
Have you ever engaged any attorneys in town to send any demand letters or anything like that?
I have not. Like I said, the cops have come to us twice to look at our cameras. The people that actually rent there have come over to us because they've had things stolen from their lot. Renters here for me have complained to me because of, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, they're still hammering and pounding and partying.
Let's keep going through this list because I think we can come back to all this because I think it'll be more appropriate on certain other. I'll just go through the four real quick. The four are, is it being used in a reasonable manner? Is the plight of the landowner, his needing setbacks, is that due to unique circumstances not created by him? Number three is, does it alter the essential character of the locality? And then four is, will it not be detrimental or endanger public welfare? So I think the main two that we're probably going to be dealing with here are two and four. Are the unique circumstances not created by the landowner? And then is it detrimental and endangering to public welfare? Because those are kind of a lot of the issues you're bringing up is drug use and, you know, violations of other city ordinances and things like that. I guess my question for you is the entire area between that new north proposed building and then the one on that west lot, everything in between there, you said that's where they're going to be parking?
Right, we have a tenant in that front building. They have a little dog run.
I'm talking between the other two buildings, the north one and then the big new proposed one.
Yeah, that's ideally where they'll be parking the cars.
Is that all going to be parking lot then, or you know, some sort of asphalt?
It's all parking lot now, it's okay. Just a gravel lot. Yeah, everything's gravel in there.
So I guess the main question for number two I would have would be, if you did have to bring it in 10 feet from the railroad and 15 feet from her side, how would that be detrimental to you?
Well, it's impossible because there's an easement going through the center of the property.
Yep. Oh, and is that, that's where that easement's running? Is if you moved it?
Yeah.
That's kind of what my question is. Is the easement right here?
Yeah.
Is that where it's running?
Yeah. So with the easement, the pipe is actually 4 feet, but the easement is 20 feet. And so
we explored that very thoroughly
extensively.
At the beginning of this process to see if we could move the building over a little bit. That's what we ideally wanted to do, but apparently there's a 36-inch storm drain underneath there.
Yep, that goes right under the rail yard to the other side of town, and so it's never moving. Talk to utilities about it.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that, so that makes more sense to me then. And then number four, so I think the big issue that we're dealing with then would be the endangerment to the public welfare. The problem is, though, if we're dealing specifically with just this variance itself isn't causing a problem to public welfare. It's, you know, the tenants that are being, that are leasing the building.
Well, and that's definition of public welfare, you know, even, you know, how can I put this so it don't be offensive, but, you know, if someone comes into a meeting and just starts saying things that are unsubstantiated.
Right, and I'm not making a determination that it is an endangerment, I'm just saying that's what is being argued at the meeting. That's kind of getting back to my point, is that 15-foot setback isn't causing danger in itself. So, I mean, if that 15-foot setback was there or wasn't, these people might still be causing the same problems, it seems like to me.
Well, it depends upon, I know you say I'm just saying things, but I know they were in this building that they are in now, they were getting rid of their waste oil down the sewer, the toilet. I know that for a fact.
And I agree, and even if I took everything that you're saying as true, I don't know how the, you know, we're specifically, our job here is for the zoning board is just specifically, hey, this 15-foot setback. I can't go get the police to go arrest anybody or anything like that.
Yeah, right. And oddly enough, like to the chagrin of the wastewater department, that is not, there's no ordinance against that I've asked.
They can dump oil down the
I've totally asked.
They toilet?
Very, they, if they've, to the chagrin of the wastewater department, yeah. Because I brought it up about something else. And they were like, actually, we'd like people not to do it. We'd appreciate if people told us, but technically there's nothing against it.
It might want to be something you or somebody brings up to
why
city,
am I
city
paying
council
to
then.
Get my waste, my oil taken away then?
Your fatty daddy's going to apparently start dumping your oil.
God.
There's got to be something there.
I've definitely asked. I've definitely asked. But yeah, no.
For me, it would be a noise ordinance. I mean, it would be. I mean, it's. I would want the 15-foot, and though I could put up a sound wall, and is there enough room there for 25 cars? I know they have more than 25 cars right now.
How much?
Because they have at least 10 up here.
How much parking would there be there? Do you know?
There's a lot of space there. I'm just saying, if we're able to, work with him on getting rid of the vacant cars and the, you know, the cars that they have there that aren't supposed to be there, it'll be a lot less.
So, Justice, I have a question for you. So, the kind of the city reviews this and gives us their recommendation as well. And the city recommended approving the variance with the condition that if the use or business of that area changed, if that lot changed, that the property and the variance would get reviewed by the Planning Commission. So could we put something in there where if there are continued complaints from neighbors, that the Planning Commission could also review it?
Yeah, I guess we'd probably have to put something. So I guess like,
It will change. Like,
yeah, so I guess kind of.
So it will change from painting storage building to now a.
Well, I'm saying if, you know, he changes tenants and, you know, a
yes.
drilling company moves in or something, you know.
Yeah, so I guess kind of, so we'll do that, and then I would say verified complaints, because, I mean, we can rack up 5 complaints, like, pretty quick.
Correct.
But, yeah, so, I mean, if they're, like, unsubstantiated or, like, they go unaddressed, because, I mean, we did that for, that was a condition, we had a maintenance program for a landlord in town to maintain their properties, and so we can probably do that, like, a nuisance agreement or something, like a minimum nuisance agreement, and I guess like sustained, probably like sustained and repetitive violations can probably warrant like pulling it, but then I guess like, I mean, that's the whole, we'd have to see how serious the attorneys want to get to actually close the business. But yeah, I guess like a sustained and repetitive nuisance violation, we can make that a condition, and then something with that would trigger a shutting down the business.
Yeah, and I'm an attorney, so I know. Yeah. You know, what's the definition of that? What's a sustained and continuing nuisance?
Yeah, so I guess kind of, let's say like you make a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
We come out, we verify it, and it's like, hey, this needs to be corrected. You got 2 weeks to correct this, and then let's say they don't correct it.
Maybe if, like, the police department or something makes a finding that they
mm-hmm.
no longer believe
yeah.
this place can
yep.
Is
effectively
there,
operate.
Could there be a list of things? Because, like, right off the bat.
I guess what, like
mean,
I said, is things.
They should be shut down because they are working, it's cash under the table. So they're not paying their sales tax. They're not, it's like, come on, folks.
So I just kind of like...
Just another one of those businesses in town that we're just
so
letting.
I'm just wondering, so this building is going to become an auto shop. Mm-hmm. It'll be a nice, I mean,
yeah.
insulated... I mean,
4-bay, you know,
it's going to be basically
building.
Something similar to what she's got already.
It's going to be similar to the same type of buildings, yeah.
So we've got 2 auto shops sitting next to each other that make the same kind of noise. So I guess I don't see where the noise complaint is other than the tenants partying, which is the same thing in any apartment building or anything like that.
You said you rent, people live in the building adjacent to it on your side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I imagine there's probably like a noise, there's probably a noise exemption too for the industrial district as well. I mean, there are other businesses that run into the night. And I live near the train tracks. Yeah, I mean, you can hear the train all over town though.
Right.
I live near the train tracks.
They're loud.
I don't live near the train tracks and I hear the train tracks. I understand your frustration with the tenants. I understand that's where your issue's at. And what I'm trying to figure out is how this building going up, I mean, it's going to, from what the Quonset look like to what I'm assuming what this is going to be like, it's going to be almost night and day. So regardless if it was a paint shop or not, you've got an auto shop next to an auto shop making the same noises. So I don't see how that's an issue. Other than it's going to be a nicer building. And then if there was a fence up between it, your complaint is with the tenants. I'm not seeing how the building is the issue.
I know, because the tenants are going into that building.
But the
auto
tenants
shop
already,
are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That's it. There's no noise after that.
But
us.
It's an industrial... area where it's expected
yeah.
to be noisy.
Yeah, and I think technically like in town, I mean, you can make like, I guess for lack of a better term, like productive work noise from like
mm-hmm.
7 to 10, but I'm pretty sure there's an exemption on the industrial district.
Okay. So, are we back to the fence? Because I don't want these people...
Yes.
I mean, they've already come over into my lot. Broken into cars.
Was a fence already part of the plan, or
no,
where
not
were
really.
You offering that?
We hadn't really, you know, considered putting a fence there. This is the first time we've ever heard that there's a problem. So, but we are willing to, you know, put up a fence if that's what it takes to, you know, be a good neighbor. We want to do that.
And like I said, we could put like a nuisance maintenance agreement on it if you guys want. I mean, sustained and repetitive nuisance violations would, I think, trigger it for us.
But again, it would have to be outside of what would be a normal work industrial
yeah.
noise complaint.
Right. Smoking pot in the guns and the...
And it would almost have to be related to that 15-foot setback, too, because, I mean...
Forgive me for interrupting, but it doesn't seem that that's an appropriate thing to put into a zoning...
I think that's the point that you're making.
I think that should be handled by law enforcement, city ordinance.
What I'm hearing is just she has the issues with the tenants and what their extracurricular activities are, which is the same with any apartment building or any housing development in the city. For putting this building where it's at, that I just have to go with what the building is going to be, what it's going to do. I can't say what the tenants are or aren't going to do. If it's a body shop, I'm assuming they're going to make the same noises that your body shop would at whatever hours they're working. Outside of that, I don't know where the noise nuisance would be, other than it's the complaints of whatever their extracurriculars are, in which case it would just be the continued calling 911 on whatever it is that they're doing.
I guess I got to start doing that. We're waiting for dead bodies to be hitting on the road, because their motorcycles and their four-wheelers are always cruising up and down Benson Avenue 50 miles an hour. We're calling the cops and...
That's happening all over.
I know that.
Noise and the stealing isn't...
The fence might work, because then they're not going to be on my property at all.
I can understand the trespassing and going over the property line. I can understand that, where that would be a concern.
Yeah.
Where that would be something that would have to be addressed between the two of you and figuring something else if there's no trespassing.
And are they going to have to be on my property to build this thing? Because I don't want that. They've already dug it up and messed. We parked there. I don't want it all messed up again.
Isn't that just an alley?
No, we parked there. We have a business back here. That's where my employees park.
I've never seen any vehicles.
Do you live in Loma?
Born and raised.
Well, you need to spend more time around your building then to figure it out, because yes.
And that'll be another issue if you're going forward, that if this is granted and they do build it and somebody starts trespassing, if that's your property and somebody starts trespassing on it, you have a claim for some sort of trespass. So
yeah.
But from what I'm understanding, from what we're looking at and for what this is, I understand what you're saying. I understand the frustrations. But as far as what the building is, what we're looking at, I just don't see how that changes really anything. I get your concerns, but yeah. I think you're talking to the wrong people about your concerns.
And then there's building inspectors before this gets built, right?
Yep. So after this, then he'll have to submit his plans for review.
You're putting it on the old slab of concrete that's there?
No, that'll be pulled out of there.
Okay.
We'll put a new slab in. Brand new building.
So I believe if you stayed in the same footprint, can't you avoid needing a variance? Ripping that up?
Yeah, I don't think the building official will allow that, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you probably can't build another building on top.
Yeah, I know. That can't happen.
That was just my own curiosity. I don't think it would be, big enough. Well, is there a way to put up a fence before this whole process gets...
I think that's a question you can ask of Dan.
We would put up the fence probably though after the building's up, so that we can put the fence against that,
I'd rather have it before.
Excuse me?
I'd rather have the fence up before the whole mess starts going on, because like I said, they've already ripped up my property once. Just moving the building. Yeah, I don't know why nobody let me know about that either. It's like, how can you come on somebody's property and just tear it up without somebody letting somebody know?
Yeah, so house moves are triggered when they move it from their lot to another lot. Them picking the building up and just moving it somewhere on another side of the lot, that doesn't trigger anything. That's how we ran into the first thing with Fisher on Highway 12, because technically he owns that entire corner, so he didn't move the house. He moved it, but he didn't move it anywhere, so it doesn't trigger anything.
But shouldn't you get an okay to be on somebody's property?
I can't speak to their construction practices, and I don't doubt that
they
did that.
They should have contacted you, and I apologize for that, but we had nothing to do really with the move of it. They were allowed to take that out of there for free, as long as they took it out of there. And they should have followed protocol and gotten a hold of you and let you know that what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have.
But thank you for bringing some of these other things to my attention. We'll definitely be working on getting things cleaned up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say this might be something that you guys can kind of come to your own agreement on. It sounds like Dan's willing to work with you, so.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys haven't had any dialogue up until this point, so.
Well, you've been kind of a ghost. Because when you bought my building, even my realtor's like, well, it's under Dream Properties. Did give me a name, just said it was under Dream Properties. And also when you bought this from Butler, he's the same thing. I don't know, somebody, Dream Properties. So it's kind of like you don't
well, make that's yourself been resolved known. Now you know who it is.
Yeah, now I know.
Well, we have registered, yeah. You know, we're registered, so you could always send it to the registered mail and look for something.
But yeah, I don't know, I would never know who to get a hold of. Because I would have been calling you probably every day.
You could just certainly...
So now I need your phone number.
Talk to the tenants, or...
No, they don't speak English, so I can't talk to them.
Or you could, yeah, you know, we have...
And I'm afraid, I'm sometimes afraid for my life when I...
I'll give you one of my cards, and you can call me if you have any issues, and...
That'll work.
Well, does anyone have any other points they'd like to bring up before we call for a vote? I'll go ahead and call for a vote. So all those in favor of granting the variance with the conditional use, or with the condition that if the use or business changes, that the property shall be reviewed by the Planning Commission.
And the fence, does that need to be part of that?
I think so.
As I understand it, the fence is not actually part of the plan at all. So that'd be something that would have to be, you know, figured out between the two of you.
Yeah, so this isn't like a conditional use permit. If this was a conditional use permit, then like we could make a fence like a part of the stipulation. That was one of the things that we've done in the past. But that's like the Planning Commission. That's more like land use stuff. And so like the plan review is kind of already gone to the Planning Commission. I mean, like once he has approval tonight, then it's really just the building official, and the building official is more concerned about structures, not really. And even still, I mean, you don't need a permit for a fence.
We'll get a fence in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you my word.
Okay.
And so I'll re-go through this. So I'll now call a vote on to whether to approve the variance application with the condition that if the use or business changes, the property shall be reviewed by the Planning Commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. All right, then the vote passes 3-0. All right, is there any other?
If I could get your name.
Deborah Kincaid.
Deborah Kincaid.
And I would just reiterate that, Deborah, I think we all kind of understand and acknowledge your frustrations there. It's just, like I was getting at, we're dealing with that. The scope of that 15-foot setback is all we're really, that's all our government body here is supposed to be looking at. So
yeah.
I hope you don't come off feeling too frustrated, but you know, we're not the ones that have the ability or the power to deal with all your other
right.
chief concerns there.
Yeah, no, it's just...
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope to see more of me down here with all of my complaining.
Yeah,
now.
No problem.
Do we have any other miscellaneous then before we adjourn?
No, I think, like I said, I think like the parking may come to you guys. I think they're going to be underbuilt on the parking, but I think that's it. and then hopefully we can slash the parking minimums in town. So.
And we weren't dealing with a variance on parking right now, were we?
Nope. Because there was the one for Dowdy, which is going to be like the lot minimum, but we're gonna remove that too. But I think that's what he's waiting for. Had a bunch of neighbors.
Good night, now.
Thank you.
Okay. Right, then I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
You coyote or whatever. Is
that, I guess, name? I can stop it.
Is he gone? Do you have any official business or?
No.